The federal government says the economy is not heading for a recession, despite yesterday's weak growth figures. The economy recorded a growth rate of just 0.2%, lower than Greece, and the weakest since the coalition came to power. European nations are scrambling to introduce emergency measures to deal with record numbers of asylum seekers. New protests have erupted outside Hungary's main train station, where police are blocking thousands of migrants from boarding trains. In Greece, thousands of people, mostly from Syria, have sailed into a port outside Athens, and at least 12 people have drowned as they were travelling from Turkey to Greece, including 5 children. The Iran nuclear deal seems almost certain to go ahead after the White House gathered enough votes to prevent it being killed off in Congress. Iran has promised to limit its nuclear power in exchange for the lifting of sanctions. And Thai police say fingerprints found on an alleged bomb-making materials match those of a second man arrested in connection with last month's Bangkok attack. A bank book found on the man suggests he's a Chinese citizen and has prompted suspicion that Muslim Uyghurs were behind the attack. Police have seized a light plane and they arrested 11 men in a drugs and firearms investigation spanning 3 states. A 67-year-old pilot was arrested after 45 kilograms of cannabis and other drugs were found in the plane that he flew from Adelaide to New South Wales. It's alleged the drugs were supplied by people linked to the Descendants and Hell's Angels bikie gangs.